Hey guys, this is Kirk Smith. Come out this week. I'm in Dallas, Texas at the Hyenas on October 2nd, Sunday, 7:30. It's going to be a great night.
Hyenas. Dallas.
Graham will be doing voiceovers remotely, but he probably will not be there in person. But if he is, he will do some time.
I'm flying down just to do this at the beginning of your set.
As a friend, I have to tell you, that'll be a mistake. Thanks, guys. Enjoy this episode of Autastic.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Autastic.
Yes.
The Comedian's Guide to Autism, featuring myself, Graham Kay, and...
My name is Kirk Smith. It's good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, good to see you again, Kirk. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yes. If you are new to this podcast, we are two stand-up comedians. We live in L.A., Kirk has an autistic son, teenage son, and I have a autistic older brother. Kirk also has a computer with the sound is still on.
I'm still working on how to use the mute button.
Yeah, so it's up at the top right by the sound.
Every week.
Yeah, every week. Every single week.
This week, in my defense, I turned off the phone.
Oh, yeah. That's actually, usually don't turn off anything.
Baby steps.
You're a young-looking man. But you do things that make me realize you're a middle-aged dad.
You are a middle-aged
dad. Yeah, yeah.
Your clothes don't match, Kirk.
You are almost 10 years older than me, but you'd look probably younger than me. People have commented you look younger
than
me.
That's true.
And
but I'm clearly dying on the inside. I'm older.
No, you clearly don't. Yeah, technology flusters you. You don't know our off switches.
I don't know if it flusters me or if I just have zero interest.
I think it's a different generation where there's not like a... You spent the majority of your formative years up until like 25 not having to worry about turning things off or on.
Yeah, you turn them on when you want them. They're not ubiquitously on forever.
Exactly, which I understand is insane. From your side.
For your generation.
Yeah.
I feel like this is turning into bullying at this point. Yeah. I'm still trying to be cast in LA, so I'm not that old.
I said
people.
You look great, bud. Come on. I'm just teasing. Anyway, we're two comedians, and this is our best attempt at a guide to living with autism. We are definitely not scientists, as Kirk likes to say, and it's completely true. But we are just trying to figure it out with you guys and through personal experience and
with autistic family members that we love in our lives, not personal autism. For those of you who come up to me after shows and remind me of that, that's for you, that comment.
Yes. Yes. but anyway, we like to begin our show with a week in review, right?
I haven't seen you in about 6 weeks. Is that right?
It hasn't been that long.
It's been a few weeks.
It's been at least a month.
Four weeks, yeah.
At least a month, which is a long time.
Yeah, we did a few remote episodes that were smooth, I would call them, if anything.
I think they were okay.
Super,
they turned out pretty good.
Super, super smooth.
We had a lot of good feedback on those.
Yeah, people did like them.
Yeah. I mean, we did what we did, and it worked. There was that one episode where the planes kept flying overhead.
There's one where you fell asleep. I called you out on it. You yawned midway through.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one where I decided to not talk into the microphone for some reason.
Oh, I remember that. Well, I was, in my own defense, I was at the back end of like an 8-hour travel day when we recorded that. I had a little yawn on air, and I apologize.
And I'm just busting your chops. And you'd also had a special trip because you had booked a movie. And so you had some unscheduled travel.
That's right. That's also why I was tired, because I wasn't expecting to be traveling. Anyway, if you listened to the last episode, you know that I was on a movie, and that was really awesome. And Kirk was like, "How's the movie?" And then we decided to save it for the airwaves.
Yeah, tell them how was the experience. We will get to the autism, but this is our lives. This is what's going on.
This
in
is
lives.
How I fund
this podcast.
This is how I fund the autism podcast, and also how
you do look very relaxed.
How I go home to visit my brother, who's I don't know.
Pays for your cell phone so you can talk to your brother.
That's right. The movie was good. It was like I was only there for one day. I have a small part. And I have a speaking role, which is exciting.
I
get to say funny things. And it's for Super Troopers 2. And if you don't know, Super Troopers was a cult hit, came out about 14 years ago. And I'm in my mid-30s. So everyone around my age, you know, within give or take 5-10 years, is like really has... Everyone seems to have a special place in their heart for Super Troopers. And
yeah, and I saw it like 5 years after it came out, really laughed.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny. And then they made a couple other movies, and they finally got around to making this one, and people are really excited about it. Wonder Woman was in it, the original Wonder Woman.
Wow, yeah. Linda Carter?
That's exactly it.
Okay.
See, that's how I know you're
that's
in your
how
40s.
That's how you know I'm old.
Yeah. She still looks great.
She's got to be 60.
At least. She looks great, though. Also, who else is in it? Will Sasso from Mad TV and Rob Lowe.
Will Sasso's a big man.
He's a huge man. He's like 6'6".
He's a big,
huge,
he's a wide
shoulders.
Boy.
He's yeah. just a big dude. Very, very funny. So funny. Such a nice guy. I grew up watching him on Mad TV.
Yeah, of course.
It was awesome. I'd worked with him once before on a TV show where I was a writer, but he didn't remember. Whatever.
not that you do.
Not yet. Yeah. And then...
a little Rob Lowe action,
Rob
too.
Rob Lowe,
huh?
But I didn't get to see Rob Lowe because I was filming during the weekday, and he came in. He'd film during the weekends. Okay. I guess he was doing other Rob Lowe things during the week.
Drinking pressed juices. I have no
idea. Yeah, drinking pressed juices, just taking care of his...
He's another guy who's like 60 and looks great.
Perfect skin.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's going to be really funny, and you guys should check it out. I had a good time. I was in a sawmill outside, an hour outside of... Boston.
Nice.
And it's pretty funny. There are Mounties in this
movie. Ooh.
Yeah. Will Sasso plays a Mountie.
A little typecast.
There's some insider info, guys.
You heard it here first.
You're tuned into an autism podcast, but you're getting some Hollywood insider stuff.
Insider gossip.
Fresh off. Yeah. Yeah. But it was really fun. I'm happy. So, yeah.
It's awesome. Plus, you paid your rent.
Plus, I paid my rent.
Yes.
I went to New York, did a bunch of shows right after because I was close to New York. Yeah, it was great. I drove in New York because I had a rental car that I drove from Boston. And I never drove in New York before, in Manhattan. That was fun because in New York, if you want to make a turn, and even if there's like one lane to turn into, all the cars will turn.
Coming
and
over,
smash
people.
Into one. So you'll have to jockey for this lane you're turning into. Say you're turning from like a four-lane street onto a one-lane street or a two-lane street, rather.
Yeah.
Four lanes will turn into it.
It was like 8th and 23rd does that. Yeah, and everybody just comes over.
Yeah. You know, you drove. I forgot. Yeah. You drove in that town for like years.
I used to ride a motorcycle there.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and I had I was in the far right lane. I was going to take a right, and I had a cab from the far left lane, like three lanes over, kind of try to take a right in front of me.
Oh my God!
And it almost killed me. And I stuck my leg out and kicked his car a few times very angrily, and then he apologized, and then I drove off. Yeah, that one was okay. I got run off the road on 23rd, and it doesn't matter. But yeah,
tell me where.
Okay, when you're getting on the West Side Highway...
I remember this story, West Side Highway.
Somebody merged and didn't look and ran me under the gravel and I fell over.
Yeah. Motorcycles are very, very dangerous, guys.
Mostly because people don't look for you.
Yes, it's still dangerous.
Yeah, I think, but it's because they're not looking for you. It's not like you're just driving no hands.
I understand. Yeah. It's still dangerous.
We agree to disagree.
Wow. Fine. It's not dangerous.
Who's old now? You sound like my mom.
Well,
Kirk, I love you. I don't want to see. You know what do they call? You know what doctors call motorcycles drivers at the ER? They call them organ donors. That's what she always says. Organ donors. That's what they call.
Well, she's right. And you got kids.
Yeah, no. Kids are big now. Kids are growing up.
Yeah, now you can get back on that hog. That risking your life again.
That's a Suzuki. Real hog material. Well, that's our weekend review.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. So the second segment, we do three segments. We're going to do In the News. And this one, obviously, it's autism in the news. So, you know, this one leads seamlessly into our topic du jour, which is our third segment. Do you want to set up the In the News, the article?
I had texted Graham a few weeks ago about doing this topic du jour, and then this came up in the news yesterday, so it's meant to be. This is in the Atlantic, which is a very high society publication.
Yes.
It's
many readers of the Atlantic also subscribe to Harper's Bazaar.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. What's the Venn diagram between the Atlantic and autistic? I'm guessing six people.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe not. Maybe I'm...
TV Guide's in the middle somewhere.
Somewhere. My comedy is more on this side. But yeah.
people who don't have
what's the Venn
digital guide? TV who need a TV guide to see what's on.
Probably. Read it for the articles. The Venn diagram of Super Troopers 2 and The Atlantic, there's probably two people. Okay, the title is Dangers of Snake Oil Treatments for Autism. Desperate for therapies, parents of kids on the spectrum are sinking thousands of dollars into foot baths, detoxifying diets, and psychics. So this is an article, and it talks about the person they cover here is, I should ask you how to pronounce this name before we started. Ariane Zurcher, Z-U-R-C-H-E-R. Zurcher?
Sure.
Zurcher? Sure. When her daughter was diagnosed with autism in 2004, so 12 years ago now, she threw herself into research. Researching the condition she knew nothing about, read everything that indicated the bleak future. Anyway, it goes through all the things they tried, and
she did the thing that every parent does.
Yeah,
research the heck out of it and
you
figure
get desperate.
Out.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
And she took her to neurologists, gastroenterologists. Mm-hmm. I said that wrong.
It's
behavioral
fine.
And speech therapists, occupational therapists, nutritionists. Naturopaths, a shaman, and
a homeopath,
a cranio.
Did you say a shaman also?
Yep, a shaman's in there. You got that one right.
Well, she, you know, this is a somebody.
Well,
who's,
you get desperate.
Yeah, I mean, a shaman though.
And okay, and it keeps going on. It lists all these people and a Qigong master.
Kegel.
I don't know. Qigong. Qigong. I don't know.
Sounds like something from maybe China.
Listen to this one. A developmental pediatrician, who didn't take insurance, charged at least $200 per visit, and had a months-long waiting list, recommended they call a psychic in Europe. The psychic, ironically, refused payment because she didn't pick up a, quote, signal from them. So she saved herself some money there, probably.
Wow.
And they tried dozens of treatments that have claimed to have, quote unquote, recovered children with autism, including vitamin supplements, tropical oils, restrictive diets, chelation, hyperbaric oxygen chambers, brain scans, so-called detoxification systems, stem cell therapy, and the list goes on.
And what happened? Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You being what? What were you going to say?
Well, I'll just save it for the topic du jour. I just feel like this woman is like, you know, I'm sure that a lot of the parents listening can relate to going into sort of a panic mode and being desperate and everything like that. But I don't know if anyone can really, a lot of you guys can relate to going to a shaman or a psychic.
Well, maybe not.
But that's
a shaman.
Like a certain level of like, you're already there before you had a kid, even the type of person
who
would go to a shaman and a psychic, you know?
Yeah, well.
So, but there are people like that out there and they don't deserve to be taken advantage of, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't feel like, I feel like, so I would call myself a person of faith, quote unquote, whatever that means.
Yes.
But yeah, I think there's a special ring of hell for people that prey on people's faith.
I hope there is.
That that they're trying to, because we have it in the Christian church too, where people try to, yeah, we've talked about this before, but I believe, you know, God, if you believe in God, then God can do whatever he wants. But then I feel like there's also people that specifically try to manipulate your belief for their own personal gain.
And those people are in the Christian church?
Those people
have you experienced
everywhere.
That personally?
Yeah, I've had people tell me you don't have enough faith.
Oh, my God.
My flavor of it.
That was the laugh. That was the laugh Kirk gets when he's angry. And it took me like a year of knowing him.
That is the angry
that
laugh.
Is the, that is like, I would grit my teeth. Kirk just does a, that's how he releases.
That's true.
In his head, he's picturing popping their head off.
Oh, man. That's the release. You're right. That is the angry
it
laugh.
It is. I,
if I'm in a bar and I poke your chest and I start laughing like that, you should be careful.
I know. I think we got there once. You and I got there.
It was probably the basketball court.
Yeah, it definitely was basketball. That one time you screamed at that kid. Oh, my God. That was funny.
That was pretty funny.
Anyway, so... What so this is
I'd be curious to hear from people.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I'd like to ask my parents. I've never even asked them. Have they been trying to take has anyone ever tried to take advantage of them? They're not quote unquote
But I think there's church, different
people
areas.
Of faith, so maybe they're not, and well, they don't come in contact with those people
no,
more.
No, I disagree, because I think people try to take advantage of what you're into. So if you're a science person.
Right, or shaman, or then, a hippie,
yeah,
or whatever.
If you're a hippie, then they'll go after that.
Right.
If you're a science person, they'll be like, have you tried chelation? Have you tried, they'll list the things, which is taking heavy metals out of your body. So like a lot of this stuff that has no, I mean, I'll let you guys read the article. It's 35 pages, but a lot of this stuff hasn't been proven. And so.
None of it.
Yeah.
None of it's been proven.
And so I think just tread carefully, and it's and I don't blame any parents for being desperate and trying, and I'm not judging at all. You try what you do you think is best, but if it's some of these things have killed people, and so it's one of them is the miracle. I'll read you. I won't read all of these, but one of them is the miracle mineral solution for $20 a bottle. And if anybody's tried this, I'd be curious to hear your take on this. For $20 a bottle, it's a chemical drink that turns into the same compound used to bleach textiles when mixed as directed with its citrus-flavored activator, an additional $20 bottle. Side effects of ingesting this bleach, sodium chloride, induce nausea, vomiting, and kidney failure, according to Health Canada. So it's you know, it's one thing to have...
How could you live with yourself? Like, you're selling this to people.
Oh, I thought you meant the parents. I'm like, people you tried desperately.
But you could kill your child.
Yeah, but you don't know that. Because people, that's the part that gets me. People you know and trust in your life reach out to and you're like.
Does that happen to you?
Yeah, people all the time. People hand me articles at shows all the time.
Really?
Yeah, for vitamins or different things.
Oh, my gosh.
And a lot of time it's naivete, but somebody that's the next level up that's handed it to them is making money off of it. And it's frustrating. When you feel like someone's trying to monetize your pain.
Oh, my God. There's that laugh again.
There's the evil laugh.
Yeah. here's my second question. I think that you mentioned off air that you had tried one of these things before. You tried getting the metals out of your son's system or something?
We went and met with a guy who was going to do this, and
what was it?
Chelation.
Chelation. What is chelation?
I'm pronouncing it, but it's where you take the heavy metals out of the body.
How?
I don't remember. They basically, like, if I remember right, and I'm sure we could Google this, but we're not going to. But you drink a bunch of stuff, and it binds to the metals, and you pee it out, or something like that.
Ouch!
I can't remember. I really can't remember. I'm sure we could pause it and look it up if we wanted to.
It doesn't matter.
But that we felt hesitant about it, and I couldn't seem to find anything that... But I had friends who were, like, swore by it.
Friends with autistic children?
Yeah.
And then their kids were better?
That's what they say. Now, was the kid getting better anyway, or was the kid higher functioning so they were going to grow out of it?
Or was maturing, or do they want the kid to be better, so they believe the kid to be better?
Yeah, so they think they have better eye contact. How do you measure that? But scientifically, there's no... Nothing scientific about it. So, and I don't blame the parents of my friends, but the people that are making money on that end when there's no proof, whoo, that makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay, so you didn't end up going through with it.
We didn't go through with that one.
And how did you hear about it? You just had friends tell you to do it.
Yeah, you Google it. If you Google like cures for autism.
No, but how did you, while you were going down the road, did you had friends in the autism community that told you?
Yeah,
like, hey,
I had somebody specific that said, this is what worked for me. And they send it to you and then you look it up. And then you look up the local facility, and then you, and it wasn't covered by insurance because there's no proof that it would work.
Because it's snake oil.
So it wasn't covered by insurance. So it was going to be like, it was a lot. It was like I think the payment was like $5,000 at the time, which was a lot back then. It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money for me.
Now there's a part in this article where two families used this a method to kill enzymes in their stomachs or something like that, and then they claim their kids were better, and then all these parents latched onto it and were like, we demand more research because you're trying to cover this up or something. And then what they found out was when the scientists did do research on it, that if with a proper testing with placebos and whatnot, the changes were the same, meaning that say you were to give this this metal potion and then give the next family a sugar water, the results might be the same, because this the test that I'm talking about that was in this article.
Yeah, it's in the 90s, three children with autism were reported to improve dramatically from taking secretin. The caveat was that this was an unblinded study. That is, investigators were aware of all three children had received secretin, and it was not a placebo. Word spread, parents heard about it on the news, and demand for secretin skyrocketed. But more than a dozen subsequent blind studies in which neither the families nor the researchers knew which participants were in the placebo arm found no evidence of effectiveness. So that's the stuff that's scary and frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even the worst one. They have other ones where, you know, somebody dies.
I'd be so curious. I'm sure there's a study out there where they found like this collation or whatever you were going to do that... If you gave the same parents sugar water, it'd be the same results. Because parents want to believe. And so they do believe. And so if you believe, it's true. Kirk was like, why don't you just call your parents and ask if they have ever had any sort of experience with that? And I was like, that's a good idea. And call my parents up, asked if snake oil type people have ever approached them. And they said no. they said, oh, no. I don't know if it's because things are different in Canada.
I was just going to say, maybe it's Great North, nothing.
It's not that those people don't exist. It's just that everything's covered for free.
Right.
And things that your treatments have to go through rigorous government testing. Right, they're not going to pay for untested, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was a... So to answer your question about collation... There was there have been several bulletins released by the FDA. The new one was a few years ago, but it says beware of false or misleading claims for autism. You know, and it covers collation, hyperbaric oxygen chamber, which the miracle mineral solution, which is the bleach.
Yeah,
I'm not laughing at that.
That bleach is crazy.
It's crazy.
You don't. Yeah. Well, my son has a disability. Let's give him bleach.
Yeah.
But you what?
Know, but you assume, you know, that people, you know, if you're the average person, you assume the scientists are smarter than you. They're not going to sell you bleach.
These aren't scientists.
You assume they have scientists working for them, but they don't apparently.
No. These are just horrible people, or they are misguided people suffering from some sort of hubris,
savory complex, yeah, or something. Yeah,
exactly. So
that's our topic du jour, though. Please, please be careful.
Be very careful
when choosing these treatments for your children.
And on our Facebook or email, autasticpodcast@gmail.com, or Facebook/autastic. Let us know.
Yeah,
what's ever happened to you? People approached you, or if you've ever tried anything? I mean, I if it was just some sort of vitamin compound that didn't have any risk, I would give it a shot, I guess. You know what I mean? I could see somebody doing like me doing that, or other people doing that. But yeah, if anyone has had any breakthroughs doing stuff like this, please write us also. You know, also do that and let us know what you think made it better or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd just be curious. But yeah, I don't know. It's another issue you don't think about when you have an autistic child in your family, another problem. You're like, oh yeah, crazy jerks are going to try and take advantage of me.
Come out of the woodwork and try to get you to spend money on stuff that doesn't work, that could harm my son.
So unfair and makes me... Ooh, I want to. If I had that laugh, that evil laugh, I'd be laughing right now, man.
It's not evil. It's tension releasing. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Okay. It's like Seinfeld in Serenity Now.
It is like that.
And he eventually just blows up at the end. Serenity Now doesn't work.
A little bit better hair pattern. That's it. I'm George Costanza.
Yeah. But yeah, any final thoughts?
No, this is it. We did it this week, guys. I am at Dallas at Hyenas and Mockingbird Station, October 2nd.
Better get your voice back. Sounds like you're losing your voice.
It's my night. Yeah, apparently I am.
Get some sleep. Drink some tea, buddy.
October 2nd, 7:30. Hyenas, come see me.
That's a great club.
Yeah. Should be a fun night.
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
Ticket sales look good. You can find the ticket link on our Facebook page or my Facebook page, my fan page or whatever. And yeah, I'd love to see you guys.
That'd be awesome. Definitely go see Kirk if you were in Texas, no matter where you are in Texas.
Just drive.
I understand it's a small state, so figure it out. Also, if you have not donated yet, please, please donate at patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic, for as little as half a cup of coffee. You can donate. You can help us keep doing this. We really appreciate it. I don't take my word for this. I don't know at all, but it could be a tax write-off.
I don't think that's true.
shut up, Kirk.
Maybe it's true.
You don't know. It's not.
I'm not a CPA.
You're not a CPA.
No, I'm not. I do not give tax advice.
No.
So maybe it is.
Yeah, man. So, but even if it isn't, karma will flow back to you. And also, if you donate for longer than 2 months, you get a care package.
If it's more than $5.
Yeah. But people have received their care packages. Care packages, you get, oh boy, you get an album, you get a book, Kirk's book, you get my album, and you get recipes and ingredients for Rice Krispies with ketchup. You get $1 dollar store earphones. You can use it for yourself or for your autistic child. And
whatever you want, really.
Yeah, and you get a pickup from the airport. I've done one pickup.
That's something for more than $5.
That one's for more than $5.
Okay.
But I picked up one of our lovely listeners from the airport, and I think I have another one coming. It's gonna be very exciting.
If you have been donating more than $5 and haven't got your present, please message us at autasticpodcast@gmail.com. In case you have slipped through the cracks, I'd love to hear from you, and we'll get on that.
Yeah, if you slipped through the cracks of our rigorous,
rigorous
mailing system. Yeah.
Find me at Kirk Smith Comedy at Facebook at Kirk Smith Comedian, and Instagram Kirk Smith Comedy.
I'm at Graham K Comedy across all platforms. Find me. Love you. Thank you.
Have a great week, guys.
Yeah.
You can do it.